message this week is entitled, The Looking Up Ones. The scripture reading is Colossians 3, 1-4. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
Thank you. It's good being back with you. And thank you very much for your prayers for the last couple of weeks that Barb and I were gone. I won't go into detail, but I will tell you that there were several driving experiences that we had where the angels surrounded us. So thank you. Dorothy gave us an angel's wings, and we kept that angel busy those 2 weeks. So anyway, we're very grateful to be gone and get a time of being with family and meeting other parts of our family that we didn't know existed, and it was a great time, which kind of got me to thinking about someday we'll all be together as family worldwide, and we'll meet people that have lived ages past, and maybe we'll be gone before the other ones come along, but we're all part of this great big family of God worldwide, and it's just fantastic. Delighted to have you here with a smaller crowd today, but maybe we just take a moment to get up to welcome one another, and then we'll get into our sermon for today. Okay, we are delighted that you are with us this morning. So in the old town of Nuremberg, where Barb and I spend our first week, there are three huge cathedrals. St. Sebald's Cathedral and the Church of Our Lady Cathedral, and St. Lorenz Cathedral, which I very much enjoyed. I know it sounds boring to a lot of people, but I could spend hours in these cathedrals because there's something significant about them. So when the church first started, one of the monikers that was given by citizens in Rome to Christians was this unique phrase, all Christians, the looking up ones. Christians were called the looking up ones. Not good English, that's what they were called, the looking up ones. So as I was walking through St. Lorenz Church, in fact, I walked through all three of them, but particularly St. Lorenz Church, I walked around and there were some nice things on the walls, and there were some fonts, and there were some pieces of artwork that were okay. And I kind of walked around, and I thought, it's okay, you know, but it's a centuries old. Why? I don't know what the big draw is. It's just old pews, and, well, but it was my fault. Because then I sat down, and I started looking at other people who were sitting. And they weren't looking out this way. They were all looking up. And then I wanted to look at what are they looking at? And I'll never be the same. It's difficult to describe the catching of your breath unexpectedly of the glory, the looking up. Amazing paintings and structures and sculptors, and whoever designed St. Lorenz, and I do have the name, but it's skipped me right now, it was an entire focus on, we have built this cathedral for people to come to look up, to focus on God himself. Now, in the book of Colossians, sometimes the book itself has been called, that's the looking up book, the looking up ones book, those who look up. So in Colossians 2 and verse 12, it's a reminder of Christ being the focus. So at Our Lady of Peace Church, at St. Lorenz Church, at St. Sebald's Church, as you're sitting and looking up at the cathedral, the focus is on beautiful artwork, but it's always, always drawing us to Jesus himself. Here's why they're looking up. They're looking up at him. Colossians is sometimes called the looking up book because the focus, no matter what difficulty is going on, is always on Christ, bringing us back to Christ. And as the church started, as we may remember, it started with explosive growth. And it grew quickly because it was all about Jesus. So on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people who, for many of them, intended to be in Jerusalem for a while and then go home, when they heard about Christ, their lives changed. They looked up, never to look back or down, and they never did go home, which left the church with a difficult situation. What do we do with all these people? How do we feed all these people? And very quickly, there were some difficulties of how do we go about and feed all of these people? The problem became so dramatic that the church quit looking up. There was a Jew-Gentile problem. The Grecian widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. And the phrase, the looking up ones, is for all people to come together and to look up. You may remember that passage in Revelation where he looked under the altar and he saw people from every tribe, every language, every nation, people all congregating together. So one of the difficulties the church had, even from its beginning, is how can we continually focus on Christ? And then the second difficulty that the church had was not just the Jew, Gentile, different cultures coming together as one, but it was the teaching of, are we saved by Christ Jesus and his grace, or does it depend on what we do in order to receive God's grace? And Colossians kind of answers that. In Colossians 2 and verse 12, he says, now in baptism you were buried with him and raised with him in the power of God who raised Jesus from the dead. The focus in our baptism wasn't just ourselves, but it was so that we would look up to Jesus, that Christ lives in us, always reminding us that the world and the church and everything else can have all kinds of challenges, but to remember, especially when times are difficult, keep looking up even from within. In baptism, we were buried with him and raised with him. In our Wednesday evening small group right now, we're taking a little bit of a look at the word suffering. And it's amazing to me anyway, and I think for some in our small group, to notice that first century Christians considered it a privilege to suffer for Christ, because it was one of the ways in which they felt connected to him. It was one of the ways in which they could keep looking up. We see that, at least I've seen that, as really? They just wanted to be so connected to Christ, they would do anything they could to connect with him. And the scriptures are reminding us of this special connection that we can have with Christ Jesus. So as Julie read today, in Colossians 2 and verse 12, he talks about our baptism, and then he says, since therefore you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on, anybody remember? On things, looking up ones. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on heavenly things, the looking up ones, not on earthly things. For your life is hidden in Christ, who is in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, you too will appear with him in glory. In other words, maybe one of the things he's saying is, don't worry about your future. Just remember who your Savior is today. Keep looking to him. So the church had these difficulties. Started with this Jew-Gentile problem to begin with. Then it became a debate about whether we're saved by God's grace or whether we're saved by works and so forth, or faith. And there was this big meeting, the Council of Jerusalem, where again, at the end of it all these brilliant minds coming together. After all the discussion, after all the comments that were made, the many days of being together, They summed it up. Here's what we do. Just keep looking up. Just keep focusing on Christ. And we'll notice that some of these huge problems will just not be so huge. They'll just kind of slowly fade away. So one of the privileges that some of us have had over the years and being Christians for a long time and visiting with people in hostels, visiting with people in hospitals, visiting with people at homes, and as they're getting closer and closer to knowing that they're going to close their eyes for the last time, the discussions are usually pretty focused. Last words are always pretty important. And generally, my experience, maybe it hasn't been yours, but my experience in almost 42 years of doing what I do, in listening to people, knowing that it's coming to an end, there's two things that most people, especially Christians, talk about. Love of family, and I can't wait to see Jesus face to face. I can't wait to see him face to face. Now, sometimes it's also combined with, you know, my mother has been gone for so long. I remember her and I see pictures. I can't wait to see her face to face. So centuries have gone. And here we are today. We're part of it all. If we lived at the time of Paul, maybe we would be part of this church at Colossae. Always reminding us that, yes, there's going to be challenges. Yes, there's going to be difficulties. But keep focusing on Christ and help others to stay focused on Christ. We're going to do this together. In one of the great chapters of challenging faith because of persecution, which we haven't really experienced, toward the end of chapter 11 in Hebrews, he talks about people who suffered for their faith, who had a great deal of difficulty. They had a great deal of difficulty in life because when they kept looking up, they were being hurt. They were suffering persecution by others. But at the end of it all, in chapter 11, whoever wrote Hebrews, he said, all of those people, they were commended for their faith, but none of them received what had yet been promised, because he was talking about people of the old. And now in Christ, we experience it. So he says, God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect. They didn't have Jesus to look up to. They heard of the promise. They heard of the scriptures that he would come someday, but were part of them. So I go back, and I'll conclude with this. St. Sebald's Cathedral in the Old Square in Nuremberg, Church of Our Lady Cathedral in the Old Square of Nuremberg, and St. Lorenz in the Old Town of Nuremberg. There was this thing that happened in 1940, 41 to 45 called World War II. Some of you lived through that. They did not hide anything where we saw in Germany. In some of these churches that were pretty well destroyed, they've did their best to keep it looking like it was pre-1945, but they did not remove the bullet holes and huge craters in some of the structures. They couldn't leave it completely devastated, but they rebuilt the walls to keep it looking like old, but they reminded themselves and of us. There was effort that went into building this to begin with. And the result of all of these bullets and so forth is basically because we forgot in whom we placed our faith. We don't place our faith in government officials. We place our faith on the architects of St. Paul's Church, St. Sebald's Church, St. Lorenz Church, all these churches, people who had faith, many of them who lived and died building these cathedrals, and the next generation lived and died building those cathedrals. Sometimes it would take more than 100 years, 200 years to build these cathedrals. They never forgot why it was built, so that people could come in, no matter what's happening in their day, and look up, and look up. May all of us, no matter what is happening in our life, may we always remember that we're part of the past, we live in the present, and there will be a future, whether we're part of it or not, when Christ redeems all things. But while we are here, may we continue to look up so that his strength will be our strength and we can share it with one another. So I conclude with just a reminder of who we are, that in baptism that we are buried with him and we are raised with him through our faith in the power of God who raised Jesus from the dead. Therefore, since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on heavenly things, not on earthly things. For you've died, and your life is now hidden in Christ, who is in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, you too will appear with him in glory. When he comes, we'll be looking up.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.